You're listening to SBS News.
Chief medical officers are optimistic Australia will be spared from the worst of the coronavirus outbreak. There were 139 new cases reported over the past 24 hours, bringing Australia's total to 5,687 cases. The infection rate is the lowest recorded in recent days, showing early signs the curve is flattening. There were 20 new cases in Victoria, down from 30 the day before. Victoria's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, says it's a good sign the outbreak is stabilising.
The first time I have a little bit of optimism that we can actually beat this, that we can take a different course than most of Europe and North America has taken, that we can avoid the literally millions of cases that will occur in North America and Europe, and the tens of thousands of deaths that unfortunately will occur in those continents. We can avoid that. And we're seeing just the beginnings that we can take a different course.
And in the United States, President Donald Trump has warned the next 2 weeks will be particularly difficult. The death toll from COVID-19 has climbed to more than 8,000, with more than 310,000 cases of the virus being recorded, the highest in the world. Mr. Trump says he's sending in the military to assist in the hardest hit areas, such as New York.
I can also report that at my direction, 1,000 military personnel are deploying to New York City to assist where they're needed the most. That's the hottest of all the hotspots. New Jersey is right there. It's right next to it. And I don't know if that's overflow, but New Jersey's, it's a great state, and it's a crowded state also. Where you have people on top of people, it's always tough.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says he's increasingly confident Australia can avoid what's taking place in New York and other parts of the world.
Many of you are watching the situation that's happened in New York, for example, and other parts of the world, with a lot of fear. We have been very keen to bring in the measures that we've brought in recent weeks to prevent that happening. And we're increasingly confident that if people continue to adhere to what we've been asking them to do, we can prevent a situation like we've seen in many other countries of the world.
Professor Murphy says early measures taken to control the outbreak, restrict borders, and prevent community transmission have helped contain the virus in Australia. However, the public has been urged to remain vigilant, despite these early signs of hope. Dr. Brett Sutton says the strict social distancing measures will need to be maintained so Australia can prevent its hospitals from being overburdened.
It means staying the course in Australia, and the things that we've asked people to do can make a difference, and this is the very early sign of it. And if we can keep at home, maintain those behaviours that we're asking everyone to do, understanding the sacrifice, but doing it together, then we can literally make a difference here.
Western Australia will implement a hard border closure from midnight tonight for possibly as long as 6 months. Only those with an exemption will be allowed to enter, including health workers, emergency services, freight workers, people providing specialist skills, judicial services, and on compassionate grounds. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.